The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Welcome
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Back in the mothership. I am home, which is awesome. Flew back in from Nashville. Got in late last night. But today's been awesome. Sometimes I'm the luckiest man alive. And I got to spend the entire day doing basically what I used to do whenever I coach, is just go through the film. Just go through the film. And, you know, for our Patreon subscribers and the 49ersrush.com subscribers, that's up. So the offensive film is done. I've loaded the first half over there. I'm currently loading the second half breakdown. That'll be available shortly after this show. So probably a little bit longer tonight around dinner time. Should be up. It takes a long time to process those big video files. But, man, all the offensive tape from the first preseason game for the 49ers versus Titans, that's done. That's in the books. And so that's what I want to make today about as much as possible. Still have not gone through special teams or defense. That'll be the next couple of days, but very excited about that. But it's so funny because, man, I was there in the stadium. I had great seats, 50-yard line, like, you know, club-level section right by where they filmed the All-22. And you go through the tape and you just see so much more. It's just – I'm not trying to say don't go to the games. I'm just saying the first take and the replay on the scoreboard and all that stuff doesn't tell the whole story. It really, really doesn't. And several players just offensively, I came away just like, wow, this was a relatively quality game from a player that I didn't think played well. People talking about Cody Schrader and just how bad he was. Wrong. That is a wrong assessment according to the tape. Cody Schrader had a good game. And Cody Schrader had wonderful pass protection, 4 or 5 time pick it up blitzes. It was just such a weird game. First off, just the Titans, what the hell? They blitzed on 50% of all offensive plays in the first preseason game, and they played their starters. I know it's a new head coach and Callahan and all that stuff, but it's just like, whoa, bro. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? So I do love the fact that the 49ers got like a legitimate, real game time experience level, even though it was a preseason game, playing against starters, playing against overload blitzes, zone fire drops. Like, I mean, it was just whatever they had in their playbook, they put it on tape. I don't know why they would do that from the Tennessee Titans perspective, but from the 49ers perspective, what we care about, right? All right, we got a good look. Some people answered, some people didn't. And we're going to go through a lot of those. I want to say thank you to everybody that's in the chat. We got all the hashtag CCs, the hashtag countdown crew coming in strong. We even got some Aloha Faithful. What's up, Sean? How we doing, man? Appreciate you guys coming in strong. This is awesome. Mike, my man, appreciate you, brother. Josh, oh my gosh. Aaron Banks, all right? This isn't where I wanted to start, but it's in the chat. So let's do this. Yeah, Aaron Banks played 11 plays, essentially the very first drive, like, Jake Tonjes, Jordan Mason. These are all players that played 11 snaps. Aaron Banks, Colton McKivitz. That's pretty much it. Those guys, these are all players, Jake Tonjes included. Tonjes making this damn roster, guys. Like, that's your fourth tight end. I think the tight end depth chart's set. There's so many ways I want to go with this. We'll deal with that in a second. Let's go to Aaron Banks. That's what the question was. Now, you look at the PFF scores. All right, finished ninth. But his pass block grade was 24.8. I thought it was weird that Banks was out there for the first series in this game. You had Colton McKivitz. You had Aaron Banks. You had Dominic Pooney. So you had, like, some decent offensive line players. Banks is starting left guard for sure. Colton McKivitz starting right tackle for sure. First three plays were bad for Banks. The very first play, he got steamrolled pancake, put on his butt, flat out embarrassed. Second play, he was 2 counts late. They snapped the ball, and the dude's like, looked like he looked at Medusa. He was a statue. He was at least a full count and a half late, almost got stepped on by the center because he didn't know the snap count. Then got beat to the inside and missed a run block. Like, it was like, whoa. Because the journey of Aaron Banks, it's interesting. First year, got no playing time, no preseason, no, like, just nothing. Just an afterthought. Everybody's like, Aaron Banks is a bust. He's a bust. Can't even crack the lineup. Can't get any snaps. Well, Laken Tomlinson signs the extension and is terrible with the Jets. Arik Bates steps in and is a quality starting level guard game one through the entire season, right? Then you get last year. All right, is he just going to be like an adequate starter? Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. First three games, you're talking Pro Bowl level play from the left guard spot, Arik Bates. Then he gets turf toe. Plays through it because he's tough as hell. Go Gauchos, baby. El Cerrito, baby. But his play wasn't good. Started to get better throughout the season. Then turf toe again right before the playoffs. It's just terrible. You could argue worst offensive player of the Super Bowl, either him or Debo. He was bad, consistently bad. So then the question becomes like, okay, did Arik Bates play decline because of the turf toe injuries, multiple, or is this just what we're getting from him? He hasn't been great in camp. He really hasn't. Is he 100% healthy? You know what that looks like? If he wasn't, he sure as hell would have played him out there this past week because he had 23 players with injuries that didn't play. So it seems like he's healthy. Not good. Not good. Now, every snap wasn't bad. First three snaps were bad, which leaves him with eight snaps. Was decent, not great. Dominic Pooty was better than him every single play. So, for example, all right, let's go to the man, Dominic Pooty. He finishes the 21st rated PFF score, which is crazy, out of 27. I don't understand that. A 48.3 grade. Don't understand that. I counted two plays that Dominic Pooty should have been docked on, right? So, like, again, back whenever I coached, every player would get a play sheet. These are the plays, 1 through 70. These are the play calls. And so, like, there's a way for them to grade themselves. Plus, minus, slash, right? And so, PFF does a plus 2, minus 2 scale. So, if you have the best play ever, it's plus 2. You have the worst player ever, it's minus 2. That figures out your grade. There were two negative plays for Dominic Pooty. They weren't terrible. Nowhere near as bad as the three negative plays for Bates, but I digress. He played 25 snaps, Dominic Pooty did. How the hell did they get this grade? Dominic Pooty had 23 positive plays and two negatives. He didn't even have any that were just like, that didn't count. And again, go back, watch our tape. I highlight Dominic Pooty, 77, every damn play. Dude was, he was for real. He was for real. Invader, Pooty, day one starter. He's checking boxes. It's funny. I was in the stands doing my first half recap, and I was like putting in like on Twitter, you know, all my different stuff, whatever. And I guess I put Dominic Pooty checking boxes. It keeps checking boxes, but it like auto-corrected to chewing, chewing boxes. And so my DMs are full of, what does chewing boxes mean? Anyway, it's a typo, and I missed it. I was live in the stadium is what it is. But the dude's for real. And it's funny because I do like PFF. I really, really do. But I don't count PFF in coverage, and I don't count PFF for offensive protections. Now, you talk about pressures allowed and things like that. That's a little bit better. But their offensive line grading scale is very bad because they don't understand the fan blocking protection. They don't understand play strength calls. They just don't get that. It's hard to do unless you know the offense, right? And so take that for what it is. But Dominic Pooty was awesome. I mean, he was just great. Should he be the week one starter? I don't know. I don't know what I want to do with that. I think Burford should probably get first dibs at it just because of the experience. But I do want a rotation. If Pooty's not involved in some rotation, then I'm going to be upset. Yeah, Pooty's answered every call. You know, from transferring from small school to Kansas, showed up Big 12. He played some big-time players there. He was awesome. Never gave him a sack in 2 years. Shows up to the 49ers. Training camps, no issue. Starts like 10 straight days. Goes into his first training, you know, preseason game against starters for the Titans. No big deal. It seems simple. I get it. Keep doing that. Well, look who you're playing week one. You're playing the New York Jets. A little bit different than Tennessee Titans. You're going against Quentin Williams. First play of your career. Not saying he can't handle it. I'm just saying rotate him in a little bit. You know what I mean? He might not get the clear start if I was in charge, but if he doesn't get some rotations, if he doesn't get some series, I'm going to be disappointed. To be honest with you, if he got one series in the first half, one series in the second half, I'd be ecstatic. I just want him involved. and we could grow into this. The 49ers are in this very rare situation where you're not playing for week one. Not that week one doesn't matter. You're playing for the postseason and the trophy. That's what you're playing for. So how do you manage the snap rotation and all that stuff? Work them in. You don't have to just put 77 out there and say, look, you're a starter. We're doing this. That's not really a whatever. But right here, appreciate you, Flynn. He says, hashtag CC. Also breakdown, John. Pooney was playing amazing in that game. And I know my audio people, because what we do on here on YouTube is we cut this audio, then we put it up for our podcast listeners on Spotify and Apple, and we love them. We're not trying to whatever. Like, we love anybody, however you watch, listen, consume our content, we appreciate you. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the clips that we share, but I do want, I made a quick one. Shout out to Juan Salas. He's quick on the draw, baby. It's just a quick 20-second video clip on Pooney, and I think I explained it pretty well audibly, so our audio-only listeners will understand. But this is one clip of our, I don't know, hour-plus breakdown that we're going to have on the offense that's already up on the 49ersrush.com, so here you go. Let's watch the rook, Dominic Pooney. You know, helps out because you think these three guys are coming, right? So, you know, block here, block here, block here. He's releasing on the route, Eric Saubert. So you always help his guys outside. Okay, only two are coming. Now you go help inside. That's kind of the way that you're going to do it with Nick Sakel. So, like, super short clip. Obviously, the plays are broken down. And, you know, we watch every single play from three angles. So we try to catch everything as much as we can. And, you know, whenever you sign up, we have a seven-day free trial over there. You get the last, you get every single offensive, defense, and special teams play for the last 3.5 years. 3.5 seasons, all as soon as you sign up. You can go back through everything if you want to. That's over there. So take that for what you will. But it's the best way to support the show. It's what we do. So if you like what we do, head over there. Please check it out. And if you don't like it, that's cool. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Now, let's get to a couple other comments here. Invader, who was the best Niners wide receiver in the game? Chris, this is where I am. The film, that's my take, right? And the analytics line up. Chris Conley, he was the best wide receiver by a mile. Has been the best wide receiver out of that second tier, guys, right? So we're not counting Juwan Jennings and Debo. Those guys are stars. They're on their second contracts. Like, we know what they are. They're unbelievable. But after that, rookies included, you want to throw Pearsall, you want to throw Cowing, Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor, Danny Gray, whatever. Chris Conley's the guy. And I think he 100% solidified. He's part of this team. He's making the 53. And, you know, again, with the whole Ayuk situation, you know, I don't like talking about that just because it's all conjecture. But if for some reason Brandon Ayuk cannot go week one, Chris Conley's your number three wide receiver. Juwan Jennings will be your two wide receiver sets to be Juwan Jennings and Debo. That's what they've shown in training camp. And then whenever they go to number three set or 11 personnel, Conley would come in at that Ayuk role. So that's where that is. So the best wide receiver, and I'll rank them. Okay, let's just go through. Best wide receivers just in this one preseason game. Chris Conley's one. Here, let me filter this just by wide receivers so we can get everybody.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things. things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Chris Conley was one. Tay Martin was the...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Second best, he had that huge drop, but definitely a lot of very positive plays, blocked like crazy. Conley 1, Tay Martin 2, Taylor 3, Frank Darby 4, who just got released with an injury. Yeah, everybody's getting hurt out there, no doubt. I hate that, but and then probably Ronnie Bell, and then
Jontre Kirkland, who only came in on one play. Jontre Kirkland came in number 84 on the Hail Mary play. That was it. It almost went up. He got it. He was the closest wide receiver that got to the ball, which was what it was awesome. But imagine getting one play and they're like, all right, go catch a Hail Mary. But so that would be my wide receiver order. Ronnie Bowden, they played well, had the holding call, no separation, had a drop, had some positive plays though. But I do think Ronnie Bell's had a good camp. So how will the 49ers weigh kind of what that looks like? But yeah, it's 100%. Chris Conley, he's him. Athletically, route-wise, durability, special teams, athleticism, experience. He's got all that on everybody else. Now the 49ers just added Robbie Chosen Anderson. He changed his name to Chosen. You want to look into that guy's pass, have a good time. It's colored. Not safe for work, by the way. Anyway, going down a rabbit hole. But he's another outside wide receiver guy. Now, can Danny Gray finally get healthy and actually play? Can Jacob Cowing? You know, he's been at practice for a day or two, but they held him out of the training camp. So, Ricky Pearsall, good Lord. Is that dude ever going to play? I'm so frustrated with Ricky Pearsall. Got to stay healthy. Got to play. He's missed the biggest opportunity of his life. I know he's going to get those chances because he's a first-round wide receiver selection, but it's like, come on, man. If you don't get these reps now and IU comes back, you're just scout team guy after that. He's making the roster, obviously, but it's like, come on. We need you now. Hopefully he gets some practices in soon. Shout out to my man, Phil. Appreciate the super chat, brother. He says, man, hashtag CC, haven't caught you live in a while. Yeah, I'm going a little bit later than normal now just because I wanted to get the film out. The travel always throws everything off. That's what it is. Oh, shout out to sis, Victoria Morgan in the house. She says, Pooney was great. He was. I really thought he was just awesome. Now, this is what I want to talk about. Josh, I like Tonjes over Latu personally. Let's talk tight ends. Let's do this. And maybe we should just stay with the theme. Who was the best wide receiver? Who was the best tight end? Eric Saubert, best tight end by far. After that, Jake Tonjes, he had one of the highest graded players. If you just look at PFF scores, Jake Tonjes was second. Only Brandon Allen had a higher grade. He was 83.3, played 11 snaps. It was awesome. You know, converted a couple first downs, made some tough catches, nice blocks. So if we're looking at just, look, this is the tight end depth chart. George Kittle, 1. Eric Saubert, 2. Those are locks. Braden Willis, 3. Jake Tonjes, 4. Cameron Latu, 5. And again, Mason Plyde got 0 snaps in this game. I like him. He has no opportunity to make the 53-man. If you're not getting snaps in a preseason game as an undrafted free agent, you're not making this roster. I don't care if there were 2 injuries. He's a practice squad, developmental, long-term play only. And I know somebody probably just turned this off because they're pissed. I like him. He's looked good in camp. He's just so raw. So the 49ers, the question goes to this, Josh. Jake Tonjes or Cameron Latu? And if you want consistency, it's Jake Tonjes. You want somebody that knows the playbook? It's Jake Tonjes. You remember when the 49ers went for 2 and they had the illegal penalty for illegal formation? The tackle wasn't covered up. That was on Cameron Latu. He did a motion. He was supposed to be on the line of scrimmage. He was off. You see both wide receivers. I forget which 2 it was. It was Trent Taylor and Tay Martin. Both of them signaled to the ref, the line judge, hey, we're off the line of scrimmage. Cameron Latu motions over. Again, we got this on tape. Doesn't take the half step forward to get on the line of scrimmage. So even if you went for 2 and got it, you would have to redo it because Cameron Latu didn't know the motion set. His blocking was good, way improved. Cameron Latu has improved, which is great news. 81 is getting better, but he's still not even tight end 4. Braden Willis is making this roster. Special teams, fullback backup. He's the move guy. That's what he's going to be. So Eric Saubert's going to be the Charlie Warner. Braden Willis is going to be the Roz Dwelly. And I think Jake Tonjes can kind of do everything. Really, really can. And special teams, good hands, just awesome. Cameron Latu, if we just look at the tight ends, Cameron Latu had the lowest overall grade with a 46.0 out of all four tight ends that played. He had the lowest pass block out of all four tight ends that played, 51.1. He had the lowest pass receiving routes. He had the lowest pass block. His run blocking wasn't terrible. I thought it was good, but it was still the lowest out of all four. Like, where do you pick? Like, where Cameron Latu doesn't win anywhere except for maybe ceiling, like the potential. And what does potential mean? You ain't done it yet. You haven't done it yet. He hasn't done it ever in training camp. He hasn't done it ever in preseason. He had that one catch for a touchdown from Trey Lance last year in that fun preseason game. But that was it. One play. He did make that catch behind him. Went bad. Like, it wasn't a bad performance from Cameron Latu, but it was his best preseason game ever, and he still was the worst out of all four. You know what I mean? So what are the Niners going to do? That's my question today. I want to turn this over to you guys. I'm gonna struggle. I'm going to lose my place in the chat, and that's okay. But I'm going to scroll down, and I want to deal with this conversation. What do you do with Cameron Latu? I want you to put this in the chat. Put him on the 53, put him on IR again, like you did last year, waive him, probably somebody's going to claim him. What do you do? I don't know. It's frustrating because you spent a third round pick on this guy. And if you look at, okay, Trey Sermon, you look at who else, Ty Davis Price, they each made the roster for a year. Second year wasn't guaranteed. Right here, Vicky. Shout out to her. And I sat next to Vicky in training camp. And I remember you walked away. One of your takes, Vicky, was Cameron Latu's gotten better. I agree. He has improved. I don't think he's improved enough. And Vicky says right here, Latu should not make the 53. I said what I said. Invader right here. You know, the Niners have shown they're not afraid to move on from draft pick a year in. Oh, what's up, Christian? Oh, my God, my man. We got a business call tomorrow, Christian. PB Systems, guys. If you haven't checked out the 49ersrush.com yet, go check it out. Christian Gomez is the man, diehard Niners fan, great friend, designed the whole site. PB Systems is incredible. The link is in the description of this video, audio. Any of your website needs, any of your training needs, any website, anything with technology, they are your answer. And best customer service in the world. I mean, shoot, they're freaking watching our show, commenting on stuff. I appreciate it. You talk about the Game of Thrones references. I just finished the Game of Thrones finale last night late. So no spoilers. I don't think there are any spoilers in that episode, which is a spoiler. Sorry. Anyway, go support him. So I want to go through some more of these. I like this. Invader says, you know, I was one of the few that said Thomas wouldn't make the roster while everybody else was saying he was tied in two. He never practiced. He had half of a practice and he got injured and that was it. He practiced for half a day, Logan Thomas. That was it. I think they wanted him, the competition. He just couldn't get on the field. B. Lord says, release him tomorrow. You need healthy bodies. Josh says, wave him. Tom says, cut him. Lauren, stop wasting time. Papa J. What's up, Papa? Wave. Herman, wave. Josh says, what a luxury pick that didn't work out. If you watched it, I hated the Latu pick almost more than I hated the kicker pick. I hated them both. But here's shout out to my man, Brian Carter, 99. Here was the live photo when we were live in the draft. And it was like, you picked a kicker, then you picked Cameron Latu. And it was just like the ultimate 1-2 combo. Just like, what are we doing? And we'll see how the rest of the draft pans out. But right here, Invader, Latu wouldn't make it through waivers. Zero chance. That guy's going to get a chance. He broke the all-time record for touchdowns by a tight end at Alabama, played against a high level. He'll get a chance somewhere. At least if you're Cameron Latu, you're not coming back to our practice squad. Maybe just join another team's practice squad. You can't trade him. You can't do that. Ed, appreciate you. He says, wave him, John. He's taking up a roster spot. I don't think wave him yet. I think if you're going to make it hard for somebody else to get him, you do it at the 53, man. But we'll see. right here. John, anything on Jake Moody? No, Nothing. He's so inconsistent, man. Yeah, field goals are good. I'm not worried about Jake Moody. Phil, I'm worried about our kickoff coverage, which is horrible. He could not aim off the tee. He can't do it. He cannot do it. But whatever. Right here, Papa J says, Bell, Mitchell, Latu got to go. Bell and Latu, I'm with you. Mitchell ain't going nowhere. That dude, he's free. They're all... Bell's a free player, according to the salary cap. Mitchell's a free player. Cameron Latu's not as a third-round pick. Stoic, so consistent. Appreciate you, man. 49ers Jim Rome, like it. Yeah, Phil says bye-bye, Thomas. He's the nicest guy ever. Yeah, so, man. Oof. Let's see here. I think that's about it. It's pretty unanimous. He's got two more preseason games. They're not going to waive Cameron Latu before the 53-man cut down. And he's improving. So we'll see if they can find, you know, whatever. Yeah, it looks like another third-round bust. It bothers me. But if we're talking third round, you got to talk Dominique Pooney. That's a third-round pick, too. And that dude looks like a freaking home run. So they're not all busts. A lot of them are. Danny Gray, come on, man. Danny Gray's looked good in camp. He just can't stay healthy. Best ability is availability. Hopefully, Miho, you're listening. Yeah. Right here. I know we're not talking special teams yet, but Snyder is what worries me. That's my number one concern with this team, to be honest with you. Not depth chart, not player. It's our special teams coordinator. My number one concern. It's poor. It's as badly. It's so bad. It is so bad. Anyway, Tom says Mitch will be the kickoff guy. He could replace it. He could place it well. He could also tackle like a champ. I agree. That's what I want. But Mitch got hurt with his knee right before we started doing this. And so whenever they are practicing kickoffs at training camp, Mitch is behind him, hands on hips. Mitch, that's what he does. He's just back there standing there, but his knee's irritated, so he can't, you know, kick like he wants to. So right here, Ed, I believe Bell should be gone. He just can't perform during the game. But here's the thing. He can stay healthy. He can play all the wide receiver spots. And I know nobody likes to hear this. He can return kicks. Nobody wants him to return punts. But he can do that. So with injuries being such a big deal for the 49ers right now, I mean, come on. How do you move off from the healthy guy? How do you, like, again, okay, let's see here. Matt Mayoko just put out there, okay? We just waived Darby because he got injured. Frank Darby, who had a good game, brought on Robbie Chosen Anderson. Now, listen to these names. This is the wide receiver room currently, okay? Debo's solid. He's been one of the best players in camp. Brandon Ayuk, who knows? He's a hold in. Juwan Jennings, one of the best players in camp. Ricky Pearsall, can't get healthy. Jacob Cowing, can't get healthy. Trent Taylor, he's a slot only. Ronnie Bell can play all three spots, has been healthy. Chris Conley, that dude's the man. Danny Gray can't stay healthy. And Tay Martin, he's off and on. He had a great preseason game, but he's missed a lot of training camp too. That's all you got. That's it. So, I mean, if you moved off, Ronnie Bell is getting like 90% of training camp snaps because everybody else is hurt, and he's one of the few guys that can play everywhere. And they're not like protecting him, obviously, because it's not like he's paramount to whatever. Do I think Bell makes this roster in the 53 cut? Probably not. Probably not. Shouldn't. But at the same time, oh, yeah, a rough one. Rough one. Now, we're a week out, guys, from announcing our winner of the two tickets, two club-level seats or better, the 49ers opener, Jets at 49ers, Monday Night Football. It's going to be incredible. Each entry is just $20, or you can get three entries for $50. We are way below break-even point. So you have incredible odds if you would like to do this. The description is in the audio. Use the link in the video or the audio of this podcast. We're announcing the winner 1 week from today, August 19th, live on the show. So excited about this. Those tickets are going for $1,800 currently on a lot of ticketing sites. They're expensive seats. Monday Night Football opener is going to be incredible. Aaron Rodgers, all that fun stuff. The Jets, what's going to happen with Ayuk, Trent Williams, we don't know. You could possibly win those tickets for as little as $20. So go check that out. And if we continue to sell more tickets, then I'll up the quality of the seat as we go forward. Not looking to make money on that. It's just a fun opportunity to increase, you know, the community events. That's what it is. So the 49ersrush.com is where you can get that. But the best way, just go through the description, the link in the video or this podcast. Check that out. Let's see here. Let's get to a couple more questions.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Darby or Tay, that was, yeah, Darby just got cut. He's gone. He got injured, so he's done. Tay Martin's been awesome. I think he's been great. I really, really do. B. Lauren says, zero. Pearsall is dealing with AC joint issues, which can be played through. See Keenan Allen. Heard was a back problem. Totally different. I don't think, yeah, I agree with you. You're talking about, look, as pissed off as I am, anytime I think about Ricky Pearsall, it's because I know there's an opportunity here that's being missed. This dude missed zero games in 5 years of college football play. I am curious. I need to look at this. How many games did he play in? I don't have that off the top of my head, so I want to find it. But Ricky Pearsall has been freaking tough as nails, man. He's played a lot of freaking games. Let's see. That's 40, 47, 50, 55 straight games in college football for two schools. Played in the SEC. These are nagging hamstring shoulder injuries. He could play through it, but you don't want to do that because he's tried to play through it and he's re-aggravated it. It's frustrating, but yeah, Jalen Hurd and Pearsall, completely different. I don't mind taking gambles in the third round. I still don't hate the Jalen Hurd pick. I know it didn't pan out, but I don't hate that. It just, you can take gambles on upside in the third round. First round, not so much. And a big reason why you drafted him, you look at the Giants board on Hard Knocks. Leader, healthy, play style, great, you know, great person, great player, all those things. It's just weird that he's had three injuries since we drafted him. Let's get over it. Shache, my man, glad to see you in the chat. He says, don't forget to like, subscribe, Patreon. Yeah, Patreon's up, guys. And we're going to be loading everything on there. So excited about that. So excited about that. Now, let's get back to just some more film takeaways. I want to talk Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason was awesome. Obviously, he's always awesome. Played 11 plays, but they all weren't good. Really just one bad play. The very first play, he got his quarterback hit. He had a bad pass protection. He was interviewed, I think it was by Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC, and asked how he thought his game was, and he said it was a bad game. He missed the protection. Very first play of the game. He was supposed to go to the left of the quarterback, went to the right, had to step in front of the quarterback, missed the blitzing linebacker through the A-gap. Again, Titans were pulling no punches. Those guys, they literally blitzed 50% of the plays. God, they were crazy. But Mason missed that. That was huge. The running, yeah, Mason is a great running back. Incredible, in fact. But those are the things that he's got to pick up. And I love the fact he took full responsibility. I missed this. I got to get better at that. Didn't consider it a positive game because of that one play. He's got to step up at that. But I want to take another chance. And I got to talk about my man, Cody Schrader. Because Cody Schrader had a bad game. Running the ball, obviously. He had like 6 carries on 5, whatever. But Ronnie Bell took off like a 12-yard gain with a holding call. And his line wasn't doing crap for him. Blitz pickup, though, the number one reason why rookie running backs can't get playing time, that dude stood up 4 times and just took on a freaking full-on speed linebacker blitzing through an A or B gap. And he was 4 for 4. He was awesome. So, yeah, are there highlights of Cody Schrader? No. Is the stat line good for Cody Schrader? No. But he was played behind the number 3 offensive line against the starters and number 2 Titans defense and held his own. So, man, I think, you know, everybody's talking Isaac Garrido and, oh, he's going to be pushing Jordan Mason and they're going to trade him and whatever else. That had, Cody, Isaac Grando didn't make it through a damn practice. Back to the injuries thing. Grando's going to be on IR. I'm almost positive. He hasn't practiced. He hasn't. Cody Schrader has proven he could be that kind of backup running back special teams guy. And with Elijah Mitchell banged up as two, that just makes it even more likely. Matt Breida didn't have a good game, and his blitz pickup wasn't near as good. So, yeah, Invader, thank you. Schrader didn't miss in his pass pros. I mean, those were some hard blocks that dude stepped up and took. Cody Schrader, stock up. And again, stat line, all that stuff, you watch that all you want, and it plays a role. It really does. If you watch the tape, it came away that Cody Schrader didn't have a positive game. I don't know what you're watching. I'm sorry. Logan says, that's not what I tried to show. Sorry about that. No offense, Chapman. I never liked the Isaac pick. Me neither. I didn't either. I thought it was a waste of resources. They panicked. The 49ers panicked. They liked Ray Davis, who they had a meeting with. They liked Will Shipley, who they had a meeting with. They went back-to-back picks. The Eagles took Shipley. Then the very next pick, the Buffalo Bills took Ray Davis. And then they panicked and traded, two fifth rounders to jump up there to get him. I didn't like it. I didn't like it either. The speed's awesome, but I don't mind taking a risk in the fourth round with Isaac Guerrero. That's okay. He's an injury riddled player that's never started college football. You want to take a risk in the fourth round? Take a risk. He's the fastest dude, of all the running backs, and he's big. I get that. So I don't mind the risk. I'm not going to crush you for missing on a fourth. You shouldn't get crushed for that. You swing for the fences there. I'm cool with that. But, man, you trade up for that, trading up for risk. Ugh. That's okay. I'm cool with that. Third round, that's a different story. Third and fourth round are different picks, in my opinion. That's just me. Right here, Mason is leaps above Schrader. It's not close. It's not close. It is CMC by himself. Gigantic gap. Then it's, however you want to put this, Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason, Elijah Mitchell. Those two guys are kind of dead heat even. Then there's a giant gap, and it's Cody Schrader. Then there's a giant gap in everybody else. That's just the way that it is. And yeah, Breida did fumble. I didn't like that. Vicky, I appreciate Jordan Mason's accountability. That guy, we haven't heard from him. A lot of undrafted free agents don't get to the press conference, Mike. We don't see that. But that's who made – he's a fan favorite. People want to see him. People want to hear him. A lot of that's because I won't shut up about him because he's so damn good. But whenever, he steps up, he's a vet now. He talked about how he had to grow with his relationship with Bobby Turner and how he had to change, and it was his fault. He talked about how he needed to be better in pass pro. He talked about how the pass – that Brandon Allen threw him was his fault as well. 100% wasn't. Like, Brandon Allen rifled that over his head. He barely touched it with his fingertips. And I know you're like, I broke this down in the tape on the 40hoursrush.com. If it touches your hands, you catch it, right? It barely touched his fingertips. He jumped as high as he could. And I said, like, CMC might catch that 1 out of 10 times. Jordan Mason's not catching that 0 out of 10 times. It's just what it is. It was Brandon Allen's fault. It was a bad pass. But he didn't say that. He got the chance to talk, and he said, I got to make that catch. Like, I love that. I love that mentality. Like, find something not to love about Jordan Mason. And you're like, well, the pass pro. All right, he's taking responsibility and calling himself out on it. That's growth. That's growth. And so for a guy that was an undrafted free agent that just keeps making positive steps, we know he can run the ball. He ran roughshod over the Tennessee Titans offense or defensive starters with the 49ers backup starters. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I don't care what anybody says. Jordan Mason is a damn good player. Should he get snaps over Christian McCaffrey? God, no. But the trust level has to increase. Dude's never fumbled in a regular season game ever. Ever. He hasn't. He should be trusted. That's anyway. Deep breath. We good. Let's go back to offensive line. I thought the tackles were really bad. Chris Hubbard, I thought, was terrible. Colton McKivitz was decent. He was good. His run blocking was great. Had the false start, but whatever. Brandon Parker, I did not think was good at all. Isaac Alarcon, you know, he's our international exemption player. He got some play. He got 31 snaps, which is incredible. Like, if you remember, you go back to our old, you know, guy that we had. His name's alleviates Alfredo Gutierrez. He was with us for like 3 years. He got like one series in 3 years. That was it. In preseason. Isaac Alarcon got 31 snaps. it wasn't good. His run blocking was very good. Pass pro, god awful. I think you might want to move him into guard, but it's too late to do that now. He's not going to be making the roster. Let's see here. They've got the positions all wrong on here. Sebastian Gutierrez, they have labeled as a guard. He played outside. He was probably the best tackle. He played 31 snaps. He was by far the best. Tackle play was bad. A lot of blitzing, and it was just bad. But Nick Sakell, all right. Phil, I hope you're still with me, brother, because my man Phil was on the Nick Sakell train for the longest time. Nick Sakell started at center, got 25 snaps in the game, and they crushed him in PFF. He got a 47.1 grade. I wasn't paying a lot of attention to him. I was paying attention to Dominic Pooney whenever I was there. Nick Sakell had a good game, and I was like, dude, let's cut this dude. Let's move on. I'm telling you, Nick Sakell has been raised from the dead in my eyes. He did it against their ones. He did it against their ones. I freaking loved Nick Sakell's tape. Now, was it starter level? No. Was it, oh, he's pushing for playing time? No. Nick Sakell should be cut for a long time. But he's showing he might make this roster. Because I thought it was Ben Bartsch, Nick Sakell. Because as the versatile, can play guards, can play center, can play it all. I don't know. Nick Sakell, yeah, I'm just telling you, the tape, it was worth the watch just to see 63 out there making responsible calls, going with the blitz, because they blitz like crazy. He didn't flinch, man. I was very, very well pleased with Nick Sakell. Now, his pass pro is better than his run game, but... So is Jake Brindle, right? That's what it is. So that's probably the player that I switched on the most just by watching the tape was Nick Sakell. Huge negative to, all right, let's see. And you know what? If I'm making the call right now, I'm going to say it's a coin flick. Sakell or Bartsch? I don't think both can make it. You're not keeping all those interior guys, especially with rookies, Jared Kingston and Dominic Pooney. You're not doing that. You're keeping one of these. It's Sakell versus Bartsch. And I have been nonstop. Bartsch is way ahead of Sakell. Not any longer. I am now saying it's a 50-50 coin flip dead heat between Sakell and Bartsch. May the best man win. You got two games left to prove it. So the tape, I'm excited. 78 versus 63. Who's going to do it? I don't know how many other shows are talking Ben Bartsch versus Nick Sakell. If you're here for this conversation, I just want to say thank you. We are competing the third center conversation, and I'm 100% happy here for all of it. We're not talking Brandon Ayuk. We're talking number three center rotation for the 49ers, and I'm thankful to you guys. Because that's what should be talked about in the preseason. It's going to change somebody's life. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. Sometimes I think, like, what should my slogan be? 49ers rush. Come debate the third string center. Like, anyway, I'm a weirdo. Okay, here we go. Boat says, I'm here for it. Jesse says, love it. Yes. Invader says, Sakell would probably not make it through waivers, I'm guessing. A lot of people were high on him. David says, that's what I'm here for, John. Thank you guys. Yeah, there's Phil. There's my man. Sakell rising from the dead. Yes. Appreciate it. This is what's up. Ed said, this is why I tuned in. Now, Logan. Yeah, I got a couple questions on Robert Beale Jr. Again, I have not gone through the defensive tape yet. I flew back yesterday. That's a long flight from Nashville. Spent some family time, chilled with fam, all that stuff. This morning, I finished the offensive tape. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to start the defensive tape. And I can tell you right now, just off my live being at the game, Robert Beale Jr., I think, was the worst player that we had. Offense, defense, special teams. It was bad. but we'll see. I haven't gone through the tape yet. So asterisk that. Allow us to go through the tape and then talk about that later in the week. So you know what I mean? We'll see. But yeah, Robert Beale Jr., I walked away just like, yikes. And I would spend a lot of time on defense watching 51. It was bad versus he was so bad. We'll see. We'll get to the tape. Now, let's talk the other rookie offensive lineman who I think played pretty good, to be honest with you. I was pleasantly pleased with Jared Kingston playing guard. But before we talk about him, you going to any Niners games? Gosh, you got to come out and party with us.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
All right, so let's talk interior offensive linemen. Obviously, we already talked Dominic Pooney. He was incredible. But, you know, you look at, I really thought he was just really, really consistent. Jared Kingston, he came in seventh highest rated player, got 31 snaps, number 62. He played a lot, had a 68.7 grade, 85.4 pass block. I thought his pass blocking was great. Now, he was drafted because of his athleticism and movement ability and blocking in space. I thought he was bad at that. So it was just like, man, like what is Jared Kingston is an anomaly. And I remember watching at the game. And I think I said this to my man, Rusty, who I was sitting next to. I remember saying like, man, I would move Jared Kingston back to tackle because he played some right tackle at training camp, then they moved him back inside to guard. So they want to try him at tackle. There were some injuries, whatever else. I'm moving him back to tackle. I'm taking him over Chris Hubbard. I'm taking him over almost everybody besides Sebastian, you know, Gutierrez, to be honest with you. I thought he played well. I really, really did. And shout out to my man Juan Solis in the chat, hashtag CC. He's responsible for all of our clips and YouTube stuff. Family, man. Dude, he's the absolute best. It's so great to see you in here, Juan. Thank you for everything. That's family right there. But, yeah, Jared Kingston, like, again, what do you do? This is a big reason why the 49ers haven't drafted a lot of O-linemen. It's because you only keep seven, maybe eight. There's a lot of guys. Do you cut Kingston, who was a six-round pick? I don't think he's going to be involved in the guard depth chart, but, man, that is a promising young player, and you've got three guards on expiring contracts this year. Right, Aaron Banks last year of his deal, Feliciano last year of his deal, Ben Bartsch last year of his deal. So, like, you're losing some guys. Maybe you can keep one or two. You're not keeping them all. These young rookies, like Jared Kingston, like you need this as a cost saving metric with all these, you know, Brock Purdy, IU, whatever deals. So, yeah. I mean, you can talk about liking people, but man, whenever you get down to it, yeah, how many offensive linemen? Thank you, Invader. We can't keep 10. You might be able to keep 9 if you're lucky, but let's go through them. Trent Williams, all right, Banks, Brindle, Pooney, McKivitz, that's 5. Jalen Moore's making this roster 100%. That's 6. Burford, he's making it. 7. Feliciano, you paid him, he's making it. That's 8. Now you got Kingston, Zakel, Bartsch, like, that's tough. It's the numbers are there. So if you don't want to cut Kingston, Josh, that means you're cutting Zakel and Ben Bartsch. Kingston can't play center. I don't think it's going to be tough. And usually you allow it to work itself out. Injuries kind of, I hate to say it, help you make some of these decisions. But and yeah, Jeremy, you know, Kyle doesn't like cutting draft picks unless they're playing horrible. Kingston's not playing horrible. The last draft pick we cut was Tariq Castro-Fields, who was a 6-round pick like Kingston, but he's starting for the Washington Commanders, We might have been wrong on that. He's not a good starter, but that didn't start in the NFL. Like, he's playing football. He's kind of their friend. He's their Ambry Thomas. I did not mean to laugh. That was rude. I apologize. I kind of let it slip there. Yeah, I'm not an Ambry fan, but he's injured and whatever. Oh, shout out to Vicky. Oh, she's the best. If you've ever been to one of the 49ers Rush road trips, like, Vicky is the first thing you see. She's incredible. She'll be there at all of our events. And yeah, and so, like, I need you guys to get to know these awesome people, the community, because, you know, it's always me and my red cheeks up here, but it's Juan Salas, it's Vicky, it's Eric Meisner. It's, I mean, there's just so many great people that make this happen. All the events and stuff and just the production that we put out there. It's a lot of moving parts. Christian G, you know, with PB Systems, it's incredible. And I'm very, very thankful and lucky to be surrounded by so many awesome 49ers fans. Like, if you're not a 49ers fan, that's cool. Yeah, that's whatever. But I don't want to work with you. I want this to be a passionate project that people are invested in. And we've just continued to collect amazing humans that care about the Niners in the community and are positive. And if you're not those two things, we're not working together. It's what it is. And so anyway, thank you, Vicky. I appreciate seeing you in here. Yeah. See, Jesse, what's up, Jesse? Yeah. Vicky's awesome. She is absolutely incredible. And she's dressed to the nine every single time. The most custom 49ers gear. She don't miss. It's impressive. It's impressive. Oh, we got Joel in the house. What's up, man? He says, next year, John, I want to try to make a trip. That's going to be hard. Joel just retired from the military, moved to the Philippines. My man, appreciate you, brother. But can't wait for our next Zoom hangout. I want to see how things are going. We'll talk. And hopefully you can make it out sometime. We get an international game your way. Dude, that'd be incredible. But Jared Kingston was good. I didn't think Drake Nugent played well. I think him and Ben Bartsch were probably the only ones, because Drake Nugent came in and played some guard. He played one series at guard, then played the rest of the quarter at center. He struggled. But again, good pass blocker, not a good run blocker. And got kind of blown up a few times. His anchor, he's undersized. He's an undersized center from Michigan, undrafted free agent. I think him making the roster is almost 0% chance right now, unless there's a couple of injuries. Because if Bartsch gets injured, then you've got your three center rotation on the roster with, you know, Brindle, Feliciano, Zakel. And if Zakel gets injured, you got Brindle, Feliciano, Bartsch. You're not keeping four centers on the 53. Drake Nugent is destined to be on our practice squad. And that's not a bad thing. They paid him enough to where basically his salary is guaranteed on the practice squad already. Just hope somebody else doesn't snap him. He's a long-term development play. And yeah, Feliciano will 100% make the roster. Remember, the Drake Greenlaw injury, that shifted the 49ers Super Bowl thing. But the second injury was Feliciano, because then Burford stepped in and did not do well. But he had been getting the reps with the ones, and it was miscommunication that cost us all that stuff. And yeah, I do think whenever I saw Drake Nugent go in there at guard, I was like, man, this ain't right. That's not who he is. It's not who he's going to be. He's undersized for a center. Now truly undersized for a guard. He needs to play center. But we've got so many injuries. We're playing people out of position. That's just the truth. Ronnie Bell should never line up as the X wide receiver, but he has to because we got all the injuries. He got injured during the game and went back in. So for the anti-Ronnie Bell guys, the dude's tough as nails. He's playing through injuries in a preseason game at a position he should not be at because the team needs him to. Like, I don't want to dock him for being a bad X wide receiver when he should never play X and he's banged up playing X. Did we just go full circle? I think we did. Light time is a flat circle. Where's McConaughey on that one? All right, let's talk quarterbacks. I think that's all we got. I think we covered every single person that took an offensive snap. I didn't talk about Lewis Kidd. The 49ers brought in a guy named Lewis Kidd who's played tackle. We put him at guard. He was bad. It was really bad. He got 23 snaps. It was bad. He had no clue what was going on. Not fair to him. So I don't want to go out there and be like, oh, cut this guy. He just had time. He hadn't had snaps. So let's go quarterbacks. Because Brandon Allen was awesome. Now you look at just the stats. Brandon Allen went 7 of 13 for 98 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, one sack. Sack was 100% his fault, by the way, on third down. So that killed the drive. That was his worst play. You can tell my voice is going out. This is my fifth recording today. Between the Patreon, the countdowns, did a guest spot on another show. Yeah, my voice is leaving, but that's okay. We're doing this. We're finishing it out strong. All right, Brandon Allen. I thought he was awesome. And you've got these two quarterbacks, Josh Dobbs and Brandon Allen, that fit. Okay, what do I mean by that? You look at just, you know, Brandon Allen, he does the Shanahan way, right? He's a mini Brock Purdy. He's bigger than Brock Purdy, but he's like a Brock Purdy guy. He understands this is my read, hot route. If you know, the blitz is coming, this is where I should look first. He does that correctly. It took him a full year. But you can go back to last year offseason when we had Darnold and Trey Lance and Brock Purdy and Brandon Allen was getting all these reps. And it's like, what are we doing? Why is Brandon Allen getting all these reps when we got Purdy, Darnold, Trey Lance? It's because Kyle loved him, but he saw, like, dude, this guy can run my system and will do what I want when I want it. That showed. His two biggest passes were dropped, one by Ronnie Bell, one by Tate Martin. But both of those were like huge key plays that should have been 40-yard catches. Runs the system, never put the ball in jeopardy. One play, he had one turnover where they play where he threw it over the middle. It was bad. You know, blitz was coming, whatever else. But protect the ball. Ball gets out quick. Runs the scheme, throws the difficult over-the-middle throws. In fact, he was 4 for 4 in that 10 to 20 range in between the numbers that were Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo. Like all those quarterbacks that are Shanahan guys dominate. Like, he does that, but he also pushes the ball down deep. Had two deep throws. Only played the first half. And so, is he a stud? Is he one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league? No, but you're not paying him that. He's paid bottom-tier quarterback three money, but you're getting decent quarterback two play. Are you going to win games if Brandon Allen starts? The rule is, this is the Shanahan rule, if for some reason your quarterback gets hurt and a backup comes in, you want to go close to 500. That's what you're going for. I think that could happen with Brandon Allen. Remember, this dude was the backup to Joe Burrow whenever he was getting hurt for multiple years. So he's got experience, multiple systems. He understands the Shanahan scheme. I'm not saying he's amazing, but I'm telling you right now, Brandon Allen is your quarterback too. He's number two. He's number two. Now, Joshua Dobbs, he's a different thing. He doesn't know the Shanahan scheme. He's late on a lot of his reads. He's catching up. Now, I know he's super smart and all that stuff, but you got it. Shanahan's system is not easy. And I understand that Josh Dobbs played at the Vikings and it didn't go well. That's a similar, it's a sister Shanahan scheme. But Dobbs creates on his own. You saw him scramble for a huge first down, the touchdown. You saw him get outside of the pocket. And Josh Dobbs has looked bad in training camp because he doesn't get to be Dobbs, right? If it's a blitz and somebody's close enough to put their hand on the quarterback, plays kind of over at that point. You don't get to see Joshua Dobbs running through arm tackles and helicoptering into the end zone and all that stuff. So I like this kitty. he Willie Beeman into the end zone. That's right. Willie Beeman Steeman. Steeman Beeman, I think. I'm dyslexic. It's the way it goes. Great movie. Absolutely love that movie. But I don't mind this quarterback room. Yeah, we don't have a clear-cut number two. We're keeping three quarterbacks anyway. After that Eagles game, that's just going to be what it is forever because you can keep three and you get a name one as an emergency quarterback, and that doesn't count against your quote-unquote 47. You're going to keep three quarterbacks anyway. It's Dobbs and Allen. But the pecking order is Brock Purdy, Brandon Allen, Joshua Dobbs. That could change, but it's probably not going to take place early. And, you know, Logan right here, kind of sucks Mordecai didn't get a play. Mordecai is going to play a lot in that last preseason game, and it's kind of reflective of the training camp as well. Mordecai doesn't get reps every day. He'll go through individual, he'll go through, you know, one-on-ones, he'll go through all the whatever. But when it's team, he's on the side. And he's watching. Maybe once every 3 to 4 days, he gets out there and gets a series or two. That's the life of an undrafted quarterback. It really, really is. That was the life of Brock Purdy whenever he was quarterback, too. It's just he made a lot more plays. You see number 4 go out there now. That's Tanner Mordecai's number. He's not doing those things. And so I think that they like him, and they like him on the practice squad, and I think they're going to try to keep him. But there's 0% chance that Tanner Mordecai makes this roster. Even if one of these guys got hurt, I think they'd probably bring somebody else in. He's going to be your practice squad quarterback unless somebody else claims him. But right here, David, this is the correct take, at least in my opinion. I'm wrong all the time. Ask my wife. David says, you know, it's nice to have a couple different types of backup quarterbacks. So if for some reason, God forbid, Brock did get hurt, you're rolling with Brandon Allen's my quarterback 1, Josh Dobbs is my quarterback 2, but you don't mind switching them if it's not going well. You don't mind that. And so you've got just a couple extra just dart throws. If you just need one game to get you through, man, Joshua Dobbs could do that with his mobility, and he can grind out first downs and scramble and kind of be that equalizer that we saw in the fourth quarter. Like, he put the team in a chance to win. Were they all great reads? No. I mean, 14 of 20, 146 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception, but he had that huge rushing touchdown. The interception was a Hail Mary. I don't give a damn about that. Gave up 1 sack for 15 yards when he was trying to make something happen on, I think it was like 3rd and long or 4th and long. Yeah, 2A, 2B. I like it. I really, really do. So that's my offensive takeaway. I think I touched every single player, and that makes me happy because I want to give these guys, some of these guys might be their last game ever. And so I want them all to be, yeah, we touched every single player. That's awesome. That's great. That's a good news. 27 players on offense got snaps. We covered all of them. And hopefully we'll do the same thing on the defensive side. And again, man, you know, what is this show? if not nothing but debating the third, fourth center combo, you know, or the competition. Now we're going to basically do the same thing on the opposing side with the third or fourth nickel corner. That's what we do. That's who we are. But I just want to appreciate you guys. Just say thank you. Very thankful that this is my job and this is what I do. And we're here every single day, all season long. We travel with the team. Obviously, come party with us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. But if you want the breakdowns and all 22 tape and all that, the 49ers Rush is the number one way to support the show. That's how I feed my family. That's how I pay my bills. So go check it out. There's a, you know, 7-day free trial over there. You can check it out, see if you like it. If it's not for you, cancel. If it is for you, stay and support. Other than that, appreciate you guys. Hopefully no more players get injured. That's what we need. And we'll see. We'll get a practice report tomorrow. That's going to be fun. And more defensive tape and defensive conversation tomorrow. So until then, you guys are the absolute best. We'll catch you next time. Stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.